This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A crowded mall in the Ukrainian city of Kremenchuk has become the latest example used in allegations of war crimes against Russia. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky included a video in his daily address that he said made it clear that the Kremenchuk mall blast by Russian forces was intentional. It's clear that the Russian assassins received these coordinates for this missile. They wanted to kill as many people as possible in a peaceful city in a regular mall. Russia has claimed that they were targeting a nearby arms depot, which detonated and set the mall on fire. Survivor Ihor Ishenko lay in a hospital bed with bandages covering his leg. He remembered the moment the blast struck. I went to Amstel to get my phone repaired. I went inside, got coffee. I walked for 5 to 7 meters, and there was a red and orange flash, then a rocket. Ukraine's prosecutor general has warned Ukrainians to expect a similar strike every minute. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian forces struck at targets in the Mykolaiv area of southern Ukraine on Wednesday and intensified attacks on fronts across the country as NATO members met in Madrid to plan a course of action against the challenge from Moscow. The mayor of Mykolaiv City said a Russian missile strike killed at least 3 people in a residential building there, while Moscow said its forces had hit what it called a training base for foreign mercenaries in the region. The stepped-up attacks took place as Russian President Vladimir Putin's forces make slow but steady progress in a conflict now in its 5th month, and followed the missile strike on that shopping mall that killed at least 18 people in central Ukraine on Monday. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. health officials are reacting to a surprising and growing monkeypox outbreak. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
U.S. health officials have expanded the group of people recommended to get vaccinated against the monkeypox virus, now included those who may realize on their own that they could have been infected. That includes men who have recently had sex with men at parties or in gatherings in cities where monkeypox cases have been identified. The White House says it's also working to provide more monkeypox vaccine and expand testing, among other steps aimed at getting ahead of the outbreak. I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. lawmakers investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the United States Capitol may push to get former Vice President Mike Pence to testify. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
In her testimony to the January 6 committee, Cassidy Hutchinson, former top aide to then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, talked about preparation to block the certification of electoral votes for now President Joe Biden. She recalled a conversation she had with Meadows days before the 6th in which he expressed his concerns.
Things might get real, real bad on January 6.
Hutchinson also talked of President Trump's apparent disregard for Vice President Mike Pence's safety as rioters stormed the building. Committee Chair Representative Benny Thompson.
We'll know that some people in the White House actually knew that there were people breaking into the Capitol who wanted to do physical harm to him.
Thompson says he hopes that information could help Pence decide to meet with the committee. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Authorities in the U.S. are struggling to identify 51 migrants who died after being abandoned in a stifling hot trailer in San Antonio, Texas. Complicating efforts, bodies without identification documents, remote villages without phone service, the need to share fingerprint data across borders, and even stolen IDs. Few identities of the dead migrants have been made public more than a day after the trailer was found Monday, illustrating the challenges authorities face in tracing people who cross borders illegally. Recapping our top story, a crowded mall in the Ukrainian city of Kremenchuk has become the latest example used in allegations of war crimes against Russia. Authorities say at least 18 people are dead, more than 20 are missing, and scores are wounded. One mall employee who said he'd stepped outside for a cigarette when an air raid siren went off. An estimated 1,000 people had been in the mall, contradicting Russia's claim that it was empty. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.